Storytelling Time is on the air. Would you like to hear some good news for a change? Join Dr. William Porter as he tells stories about extraordinary experiences that people sometimes have in their lives. Dr. Porter will be here in a moment.
Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Lord God, I pray for all those who desire an improvement in their lives, whether it be in their health, personal relationships, finances, or some other area of concern. Allow them to witness your spirit and therefore to grow in the faith. And I pray for them that may have no desire to follow your direction for their lives, that they may be drawn to you by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. It's good to be with you again this morning. I'm an author, and I write inspirational books. Our word of inspiration today involves the concept of love, a central theme in Heaven Can't Wait, the novel I'll be reading excerpts from for the next several weeks. So here is our word of inspiration for today. Love is a force more formidable than any other. It is invisible. It cannot be seen or measured, yet it is powerful enough to transform you in a moment and offer you more joy than any material possession could offer you. This is a quotation by best-selling author Barbara DeAngelis. We'll be right back with our story after the break. Welcome back. On the last show, we found that Maggie continued to wait for her husband to come home. As it grew later into the night, Maggie began to think about the circumstances that ultimately led to her marriage to John. It was more than a thought. She again drifted off into a sleep abyss, and during that time, she had another dream. But she had a problem. And that problem was that she woke up before she could finish the dream, at least before the good ending that she desired. But now she was well awake. Maggie had the opportunity to reminisce about the details of the dream she just had, though incomplete, a dream that became a reality when she went to college. Maggie remembered that in the dream she had, she was moving toward a beam of light that had the effect of pulling her into its center. As she got closer to the source of light, she recognized that it was the man of her dreams. He was the right height, and all those radiant eyes were just hypnotizing. He was there for her to appreciate and for her alone to enjoy his company. As she anticipated the exhilaration of the touch and embrace of this figure, just prior to being hugged, the man of her dreams just vanished. That's when she remembered waking up. Now, still at home waiting for her husband, John, to arrive, Maggie was well aware of where she was. Being fully awake, she remembered that the dream she had actually came true, and then some. She remembered her days back in college where she attended as an undergraduate, only a few years earlier. In what seemed like a time capsule, those first days, weeks, months at the school came back to life for her. Her whole career in college was encapsulated in that period of time as she took herself back to the past. Since she couldn't go back to sleep, she just laid there for a while and thought about the glorious time she had back on campus. Oh yeah, she continued to wait for John to come home. As she continued to reminisce, she recalled that by early November of her junior year at Michigan Central Collegiate University, the basketball season had just gotten started. MCCU's basketball team played in Maxwell Gymnasium on campus. After some serious study during the day that Friday, she had planned to attend a basketball game with her two roommates. It was the first game of the season. So after her last class, which ended about 3:30 in the afternoon, she quickly went back to her dorm room and began preparing for the evening. She took a quick nap and then got up to take a shower and dress for what she and her two roommates, Catherine and Cody, hoped would be an exciting night on the campus. We'll be right back to continue our story after these words from our sponsor. Welcome back. Maggie and her roommates, along with many other students, made their way across the campus to Maxwell Gym, where the basketball team would be playing. It was a good game, and the home team won by a wide margin. After it was over, Maggie and her roommates made their way to another location on the campus where a dance social was to take place. The location was Logan's Gym, where the school's women's basketball team played their games. For the purpose of the social, the gym had been transformed into a dance hall. Once Maggie and her roommates arrived there, it didn't take long for the music, the food and drink, and the generally festive mood of the students to be on full display. Fortunately, alcoholic beverages were prohibited, so for the most part, everything was very civil, and especially with campus security being present, things did not take place that officials did not want to take place. There were no disturbances, in other words. Early during the event, the focus was on food and drink, but as the evening grew later, a large portion of the crowd took to the dance floor. The small group providing the music was a few members of the university band. They played everything from jazz to R&B to the most popular songs of the day. At first, only a few students, including Maggie's roommates, went on the floor to show off their dancing skills. Later, more students joined them, and before long, the entire dance floor was filled. The time finally came for the real party to start. The room was filled with students, many of whom had already started dancing to the music the band was playing. Maggie was standing alone until this one fellow seemed to wait for just the right time to come over and to introduce himself. From that moment, life would never be the same for her. She immediately anticipated that the man of her dreams was headed in her direction. Being an emotional person and infatuated with the idea of giving as well as receiving love, she thought that love for her would never happen. Maggie gave in to her feelings, the feelings that the man of her dreams was on his way. As he approached her, without him ever saying a word, she thought that heaven was about to be a reality in her life. He looked so good, she thought, similar to the image that she had seen in the dream that she had. Maggie's anticipation was now over. He was there, the man of her dreams. He reached out for her hand, and she readily accepted the invitation to dance with him. Before guiding her to the dance floor, he carried on a conversation with her.
Hello, my name is Fred. Fred Mint. What's your name?
Meg. Maggie Georgia. I mean Maggie.
Oh, Maggie is a beautiful name. Hey, don't be so nervous. I won't hurt you. Listen, Georgia is nice, and I think Mag is a beautiful name, too.
That's what he ended up calling her, Mag. We'll see what happens next after a break. Stay with us. Welcome back. As the band started to play another song, Fred guided Maggie to an open area by meandering through the crowd to get to that perfect spot. The band was now playing softly the tune, Georgia, On My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia.
They embraced and started to dance. Georgia. His movements were so well coordinated, she thought. Then they continued to dance in silence.
Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me.
After a while, they carried on a conversation, so soft and sweet.
Where did you learn to dance like this? I never danced with someone like this before.
Yeah, you dance pretty well yourself. And this is so much better than being with the guys.
Be nice now. You know, it was with those guys you played with that won the game tonight.
Ah, shucks. I'm not really thinking about them now. You're the one I'm thinking of tonight. Just continue to hold me.
And he did just that. He held her, and they danced until the song's completion.
My goodness, heaven must be like this.
Keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
The song finally ended, and they returned to the spot where Fred first met Maggie, which was to the side of the open area near the wall. By that time, her two roommates had returned from dancing themselves and were standing in the same area. So they were all together when Maggie saw an opportunity to introduce her new friend to her roommates. They were very surprised at the person Maggie ended up talking with. As the four of them chatted a little, they realized that Fred was a member of the basketball team, a reserve who did not get to play very much, but a member of the team nonetheless. Wow, Maggie's roommate Cody uttered. Both Cody and Catherine were really impressed with Maggie's new friend. Maggie herself was even more captivated with her newfound love. She was infatuated with what her life could be with him. Fred walked with Maggie back to her dorm room later that night, and they ended their conversation at that time.
I really enjoyed tonight, Mag. I hope we can see each other again.
Fred, I really do want to see you again. Just call me anytime.
After those words from her, Fred began to walk away, then looked back at Maggie and said to her,
Mag, I want you to know that you're so beautiful.
Then he disappeared into the night. Let's take another short break, and we'll be right back to finish today's story. Welcome back. Our story scripture for today comes from Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 4. And it reads, "O my love, you are as beautiful as Tarsus, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners." Well, that's all for today. I'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.